Hello, everybody. My name is Blake, and I'm going to be starting a podcast today. This is my first episode ever recording. So today we are going to be talking about baseball, specifically the National League Central, and more specific from that, the St. Louis Cardinals, and how good they're doing, and how they'll make it to the playoffs, and really how they're going to just dominate the whole season. So let's get into it. I think lately Marcelo Ozuna, boy, I mean, 3 weeks ago, Marcelo Ozuna rebounded from an embarrassing misplay in the outfield for his first three-hit game of the season. Fast forward to his second three-hit performance, and he's making warning track grabs look routine. This is insane, because his misplay, he scaled the wall, and the ball didn't even get to the warning track. I mean, you can't have that happen. And now, he's making those plays look routine. So, I feel like if anybody is going to carry the Cardinals this season with their bat, I think it's going to be Marcell Ozuna. But you can't forget about players like Paul DeJong and Paul Goldschmidt and Yadier Molina and Jose Martinez. They're all extremely good hitters. They've all been really good hitters this whole season. Ozuna, however, he doubled twice against the Nationals' ace, Max Scherzer, which, Max Scherzer, he's not been doing too well. But Ozuna drove in his team-leading 29th RBI and snatched Michael A. Taylor's majestic fly ball out of the sky just shy of the wall Wednesday night, helping the Cardinals win a fourth straight series with a 5-1 victory at Nationals Park. Cardinals have won 9 out of their last 10 games. They're 20-10, and this has not happened for a while. Like, this has not happened for quite a while. The Cardinals have now won 5 straight, and actually, sorry, 10 of their last 11. Yeah, they haven't. Well, recording their 20th victory at the earliest point of their season since going 20-6 to open the 2015 season. So they haven't been anywhere this good since 2015. So this is, hopefully, some good news for St. Louis. I mean, this is just really good news, I think. And as long as they can keep up their at bats and just keep on pitching like they are, I think they're definitely going to make the playoffs. But it all comes down to that glory month, October, and that's the big month that they have to be hot in. Otherwise, I think Chicago can take the NL Central, as long as they do good in October, but I have no doubt that the Cardinals will at least make the wild card. But let's talk about their pitching for a second. Over those last 11 games, every St. Louis starter has gone at least 5 innings while allowing no more than 4 runs. Which, if you think about it, 4 runs is enough to win a ball game. But they have been pitching more, 5 or more innings, giving up no more than 4 runs, which is pretty good. Well, with Miles Michaelis letting in only 1 over 6 frames on Wednesday, I mean, that's just a just great pitching. That's really I feel like what their team revolves around, but then again, you think about, okay, well, they've come back 10 games, 10 of their 20 games they've won, they come back from behind. So that means their pitching hadn't, you know, done well. Their batting does well. So, you know, that makes me think, well, okay, well, what if, you know, their batting is what's going to get them there? But proving what goes around, I mean, does come around. Ozuna even got the benefit of right fielder Victor Robles' misplay on his first extra base hit. The one that drove in Paul Goldschmidt from second for the first of three first-inning runs off of Scherzer. I think it was Marcell Ozuna and Paul DeJong then both came in on Jose Martinez's single to seal a crucial quick start against the three-time Cy Young Award winner. And if you don't know what a Cy Young Award is, it's basically the award that they give to the best pitcher. So even against the best pitcher, they're just absolutely dominating. I feel like the Cardinals can make the playoffs. Okay, so in this segment, we are going to be talking about who, or the National League Central stars are. So it might be, you know, who are the players to watch in the National League Central this month? I mean, it might be a star, you know, coming out of a slump like Chris Bryant, or a key player returning from an injury like Starling Marte. But sometimes the player to watch is just the one you can't take your eyes off of, like Christian Yelich. But even within a 5-team division, each club has different needs and specific players. It's counting on 1 month into the season. So here's kind of a look into those players. Brewers, I mean, Christian Yelich, obviously, right? Well, Yelich is the reigning NL MVP award winner, and he's coming off of a 14-homer start to the season in which he and the Dodgers' Cody Bellinger matched the all-time record for home runs before May 1st. For the trivia buffs out there, they tied Albert Pujols in 2006 and Alex Rodriguez in 2007. But besides being such a watchable player by default, Yelich entered the month of May on the sidelines with a tight back, an alignment similar to the one that cost him a handful of games last June and early July. And when he returned from that rest, Yelich caught fire, hitting a home run in the All-Star game that propelled him into Major League Baseball's most productive second half and the NL MVP award. If the side effect of the unexpected break that he's currently on looks anything similar to last season's, Yelich could be in for another power-packed month. Okay, so when you think of the Cardinals, you think of Paul DeJong, Jose Martinez, Yadier Molina probably comes to mind for most of you fans who, or people who don't like the Cardinals but know them. You've probably heard of Yadier Molina, but in this case, it's actually a pitcher, and it's a relief pitcher. It's Andrew Miller. Brought in to be the bullpen kryptonite against some of the game's most potent left-handed bats, Miller is set to be tested over the next month with 6 games apiece against both the Braves and Phillies. Miller will be needed to oppose the likes of Freddie Freeman and Bryce Harper. So the Cardinals also have 4 May games against Anthony Rizzo's Cubs and 3 versus Joey Gallo's Rangers. And all of that means Miller will likely appear in several key late-inning spots, and his success could make or break the Cardinals' bullpen blueprint. The good news for the Cards is that Miller closed April on an upswing by allowing 1 base runner in his 5-3 appearances combined, lowering his walk rate which was 7.15 per 9 innings in April, and finding a feel for his slider should help keep Miller trending in a positive direction. So, the Cubs, it's Chris Bryant. Bryant's offensive production in March and April was better than average. He entered May with a 102 adjusted OPS and a 110 WRC+, but the Cubs have come to expect more than just an above-average performance from their star slugger, and they'll need him to help carry their lineup as they play 13 games against NL Central opponents, as well as 4 against the Phillies, 3 in Washington, and 3 in Houston. The good news is that Bryant may have turned a corner as the Cubs flipped the calendar to May. He went deep twice in 3 games against the D-backs last weekend, and he ended April on a 4-game hitting streak, boosting his slugging percentage from a 366 to a 420 during that stretch. And, you know, Bryant has been taking his walks, drawing 15 free passes while only striking out 22 times in his first 26 games. It seems like a matter of time before Bryant gets hot. Okay, Pirates, it's gotta be Starling Marte. How important is Marte to the Bucks' success? Just look at their record. After he clubbed a key 2-run homer in his first game off the injured list on Tuesday night, they were 12-5 when he played and 1-9 when he didn't. And it wasn't even a good month offensively for Pittsburgh center fielder. He ended an injury-interrupted April with a 197, 230, 394 slash line, 16 strikeouts, 1 walk, and only 2 steals. But Marte, who hit a career-high 20 homers and stole 33 bases last season, offers an upside for the Pirates lineup in need of other dynamic threat alongside slugging first baseman Josh Bell. He's also a valuable defender in center. Starter Trevor Williams joked that Marte already locked up an NL Gold Glove Award with a 9 put-out game in Washington on April 12th. Pittsburgh tends to go as he goes, so if he gets hot at the plate, maybe the rest of the team will follow suit. Reds, Sonny Gray. Gray has joined with ace Luis Castillo to give the Reds a nice 1-2 punch at the top of the starting rotation. Despite having a 3.64 ERA, Gray's 0-4 over his 6 starts, and the club's 2-4 when he pitches, as the offense has struggled to score runs for him because their batting is not too good. In his 4 outings, Gray has essentially been undone by the one rough inning that cost them. Although he struggled at home with the Yankees in 2017-2018, Gray has pitched well at Great American Ballpark for the Reds, and he has not given up a home run there. Hitters are batting 198 against him overall, and he's given up only 8 walks while striking out 36 batters. If he can get more run support while fine-tuning his performance, Gray could return to the form that made him an all-star for the A's in 2015. So, guys, I think that's going to be it for this podcast. I would really appreciate it if you could leave a positive response. So, yeah, just thank you for your support, and have a good day.